Elegy for Peter Norman. Two fists attack the atmosphere, Olympic Stadium, Mexico City, 1968. Tommy Smith and John Carlos took gold and bronze, then took black power center stage. That image, tacked on my bedroom wall, centered on the two men about to receive more hate mail than Henry Aaron and Muhammad Ali combined. You, Pete, I barely noticed. Every now and then looked over at the silver stand and wondered, who's the white dude? There you stood, hands relaxed at your sides, back standing solid, eyes straight ahead like you knew the real prize wasn't hanging around your neck. I look closer, see it now, the small patch on your chest. Right before the pedestal, Tommy and John told you what to expect. You asked how you could help, and they gave you the patch. Olympic Project for Human Rights. Shit, Pete, you had their back. Two black men fighting white Nixon, white COINTELPRO, white South Africa, and you white dudes supported their black self-determination only to be blacklisted back home in Australia, blacked out of record books and our civil rights stories. You were not the focus of the event, the photo, nor should you be, but your name deserves tribute. John Brown, Schwerner and Goodman, a short list of white folks who gave more than moral support and a check in the mail. After you died last week, a new photo showed Tommy and John arms raised high again, carrying your coffin, mourning a fallen comrade. It was more than just the patch. Over and over again, Pete, you threw your white fist to the sky, giving black hands a chance to rest, if only for a moment.